Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Ted Lyons. Well, today is the Commando Ted Lyons Kids, and it's going to be developed into an ongoing program. So, Father God, have your way this morning. I speak over each and every child that's going to be giving you glory and giving you honor and giving you praise. Father God, anoint their lips, anoint their brain, and anoint us to receive in the same faith that you, God, have anointed them to give to us this morning. So I have two mics open. Jessica, is Jeremiah available? And Minister Hill, is Daisy available?
Yes.
Okay. Jeremiah?
Yes.
Nadia? Is Nadia on a separate phone? Okay, Jeremiah, tell them who you are. And right after Jeremiah comes Daisy. I want you to relax, breathe normally, and just talk like you're talking to me. Okay, Jeremiah?
Okay.
Okay, let's get started.
So, I'm Jeremiah, I'm a 10-year-old, and I just think I can heal people, and that one day I can just become just like Dr. Erica, and that I think I have the holiness to heal people if they're sick, and I can just heal them. And with it, I'm going to play for Suicidal Thoughts and Hands That Turn Into Rage with the Full Moon. And I'm also going to play for Death and Dumb Demons Against Depression.
Okay.
And Terrified, Nightmares, The Mad Demon, Trauma, Evil, and Foul Words. Stealing, psychopath, favoritism, for protection of the internet, for protection of the innocent.
Yeah.
Against human sacrifices being made to the devil. Against becoming lazy, against diabetes, and against the green senses.
Okay.
And that's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. You got to say that over to me one more time because it was a little muffled. So put your mouth back a little bit from the phone and relax and say it again. And then after you say it, I want you to pray. So relax. Take your time. They need to hear that. That was good. I don't think that everybody could hear it, though. Slow down.
I'm going to be praying against kids who have suicidal thoughts, parents that turn into werewolves after the full moon.
Okay.
Death and Dumb Demons, praying against depression, against kids that are terrified, against nightmares, the May Demon, against trauma, against evil and foul words, against stealing, against psychopaths, against favoritism, protection of innocence, against human sacrifices being made to the devil. against becoming lazy, against diabetes, and against veggie, greens, and foods.
Okay. Praise God. Now, hold on, Jeremiah. Daisy, are you on this morning?
Yes.
Can you introduce yourself and then tell us whatever God gave you? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Daisy, and today I'm going to be praying for everybody that's been infiltrated by evil spirits, demons, and everybody that's sick.
Okay. How old are you, Daisy?
I'm 9.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Nadia, I have your mic open, too. I can't hear you, though.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. Did you want me to start, or?
I want you to introduce yourself and then start. Then I'm going back to Jeremiah. I'm going back to Daisy. I want them to relax, okay?
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Hello, Tedline. I'm Nadia, and I am 18 years old, so I'll be praying for the teenagers today. And I've been on the Tedline for a while. I did start in high school. Even as these kids are just ready to pray, it just shows that you're not really ever too young for this, and that this is something that the youth needs to. Okay. And dear God, we just come before you. As I'm just standing in the gap for a lot of the teenagers out there, I pray that you will just give your anointing out on us as the youth. Pray that you will give us guidance in the decisions that we have to make. I pray that you will give us wisdom to just make the right ones. I pray for all of the teenagers out there that are still in school and they might be dealing with just mean kids and bullying. And I pray that you will just comfort them and just put a stop to that. I pray that you will send your angels to be around them to keep them safe. I pray for just all of the kids that may not feel like they're loved, maybe, that you will just put your arms around them and let them know that they are loved. I pray that you will help us, the ones that do know about you, Lord. I pray that you will give us the words to say to spread that to them. I pray that you will also just put it in their parents to search for you, for themselves and their children. And I pray that we will just search for you and find the answers and then spread the answers and your love. I pray that we will not get caught up with the things of the world and that they will see that it's just a mirage, and to not get so distracted by all the things that may look nice, but that we will just focus on you because you are the only thing that's permanent and will stay, and you are just good to us. And I also pray that you will just rise up godly people as we just do grow up in this generation where influencers and the internet is such a big thing. I pray that you will rise those godly people and that they will speak it out, and that our new generation, all these young people, will just grow up to be a godly generation as well.
Yeah.
And I just thank you that you are doing that now and that you are even using us right now to just start that. And I just thank you that you are just good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey man, I'm gonna play this little song. It's only a minute, and then I'm coming back with Daisy. Daisy?
Yes?
I would like for you to pray now. Or what?
Lord,
or read? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lord, I pray that everybody that is sick shall be healed, and no evil shall prosper in them. They shall be covered in the blood of Jesus. Everybody that is afflicted in the devil shall not be, and they shall be covered in the blood. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Miss Daisy, can you pray that one more time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Lord, I pray that everybody that is sick shall not be sick and shall be healed. No evil spirit or no evil demon shall prosper in anybody on the world. And they shall be covered in the blood of Jesus with a wall of fire round about. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen, amen. Stick right there. And I'm going to play this little tune if I can. And then, Brother Jeremiah, I want you to come back in the name of Jesus. And then, all of us are going to pray. And I want to maybe talk to you all. I'm trying to, yeah, here it is. Jeremiah, every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is yours. Now, I want you to pray out of your heart.
Okay. Father God, on this day, I pray that every unfeared demon and deaf and dumb Will Be Gone.
Yeah.
And I pray that all demons that try to hurt people, rather it would be not Talasit, Amere, just anything. If they would transfer into an animal, I pray to you that the animal would get help, and I pray that if anyone is putting words into the atmosphere, pretty sad that they'll not prosper. And I pray that kids are not terrified. They don't have suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
And I Brian would be psychopaths, stealing, and favoritism from kids becoming that. And I pray that no one would become lazy and like sugary drinks and foods. And please use that. You'll just help everyone that can, and that when we go to bed and we rest our heads, that no nightmares would appear, because we're the children of God, and that isn't right, because demons are nightmares, and nightmares are demons, because it says there's a mad demon, and I bind up the mad demon. And I also bind up parents that turn into werewolves when there's full moon or if the witch rage inducing demon.
In Jesus' name. Jeremiah, Daisy, and Nadia, I want you to command all those demons that have been called out to go. All you got to do is command them to go. Command them to go at the end of the song. At the end of the song. Hey, all you demons, go at the end of the song right here.
Go.
Look, Ted Lyme, this was our first 10-9 Commando Kids. And for you all being so brave, look for a $25 gift certificate from Walmart in the mail, okay? From the 10-9.
Yes, ma'am.
You hear me, Jim and Daisy?
Okay. Thank you.
Jeremiah, you guys got $25 gift certificate from Walmart in the mail. And I thank you. We're going to do better, better, better. Daisy, what would you like to tell the kids?
Say
well, you could tell them if you come on the deadline, you might get a $25 certificate from Walmart.
Trust in God. Believe in God.
Okay. Nadia, what would you like
to tell the teens?
If they can do it, so can we.
I mean. Jeremiah.
Yes.
What would you like to tell the kids?
Be holy, and if you listen to God, you shall be blessed in all your days.
Amen.
And you will be with God. You'll walk with Him, and you talk with Him.
Man, I love these 10-line kids. I love what the parents are doing. And you know what? We're going to develop this. This is the first one. We're going to develop it. And no, I'm not paying you. It's just this is the first $25 that the TED line is going to sow into your ministry. So you can say, I did my first ministry at whatever age you are on the TED line, on the TED line podcast. God loves you. Jesus loves you, and you said it all.
Rising up in my heart, up in my heart.
Jason? Jason, I'm not sure if your last name is pronounced. Is it Gillies? If I'm right, right now, every prayer that those children prayed in the name of Jesus, I bind up all tormenting spirits. Jillies, okay? I bind up tormenting spirits that are tormenting you in your head. You see, I learned something this week about OCD. And if you truly have OCD, right now I pray for the cellular structure in your brain. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to recreate and restore new brain cells for Jason right now. I don't know that you have OCD, so I'm not going to call that out. But I am asking the Lord in the name of Jesus to recreate, restore, and renew brain cells in your brain right now. I'm commanding those synapses to fire in the right order in your brain. And in the name of Jesus, I am praying for your frontal lobe, the front part of your brain, the middle, the top, and the rear part of your brain to be brought out of dis-ease and brought into ease in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know him. I'm asking you to deliver him in agreement with the children this morning. I'm asking you to deliver him from everything that is not of you. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to build a fiery wall of protection around him when he's riding on the bus. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to anoint him so that witches and witchcraft of his age category would be repelled from him. Use his soul, Father God, as your arrow and let the witches be repelled from him and all witchcraft. I'm asking you to deliver him from all family line witchcraft on his mama's side or his daddy's side, all the way back to the Tower of Babel, all the way back to Adam. And I bind up any spirits, familiar spirits and or unclean spirits, and in the name of Jesus, go loose his brain. Go loose his mind in the name of Jesus and let him go. Let him go. I speak healing to your mind and I speak healing to your brain. Reconstruction, reshaping, remolding if there's been any abuse. Lord God, reshape his brain and reform it and recreate it and heal him. Heal him this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, I put my prayer in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed by the youth this morning. And Father God, if there is a cutter, let them cut no more. If there is a self-abuser, Holy Spirit, let the anointing of love flow through them so that they will learn to love themselves. We give you the praise this morning. We give you all the glory this morning. And we give you the honor. And we thank you this morning that we are, in the name of Jesus, Christians. I thank you. And that we love the B-I-B-L-E. I thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. And we love these children and young people. And I think we're going to have to show it even more. Thank you, God.